This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On what we hope will be for you a relaxing, fine summer day, let's look at what you need for a good bottle of wine. As part of our ongoing series called Pro Tool, we're featuring people with strong opinions about the tools they use in their work. You know, musicians always get asked about their beloved instrument. What about everyone else? This morning, we hear from wine buyer Lorena Asensios. I caught up with her at Astor Wines and Spirits in New York City, where she told me her preferred method for opening a bottle of wine.
The waiter's corkscrew. I use it every day.
Waiter's corkscrew. So is this a big, fancy rabbit gizmo with gears and cogs?
Well, there are fancy versions of it, but I like the good old-fashioned, you know, under $10 type. It kind of looks like a pocket knife. You can fit it in your pocket, and I think that's why waiters like it so much, because it's discreet and it's small and it fits just about anywhere. So one thing I do think is important, I do like the whole ritual of opening up a bottle of wine. I like wines that have corks in them. I like using my waiter's corkscrew to open it. But ultimately, the most important aspect of this is the wine in and of itself.
This implement is not your most important tool?
No. As a wine buyer, I need to be able to taste the wine. I need to be able to smell the wine. My nose is the most important tool of my trade.
That took a lot of training?
It took a lot of training, but I certainly recollect even being a child and really being aware of what I was smelling. When I first entered the trade, I got schooled. I went to schools that teach you how to taste, how to, you know, visually look at wine, how to open wine. What are you smelling? What are you tasting? So you're schooled that way. But that was a while ago, and you work with a certain foundation that you learn, but you kind of learn a better way, what works for you.
Now, Lorena, do you get rusty if you take some time off?
I certainly get rustier towards the end of a work day. So I like to do my tasting early in the morning when I'm fresh. When I get here, 9 in the morning, I'm tasting. That's for my job. But there's a point in your life when you want to go out to dinner and have a nice glass of wine. So that's the second part of the tasting, but that's more for enjoyment. I'm not trying to assess it or scrutinize it and see if it's better.
But so you still enjoy it then?
I love it.
It's not like a busman's holiday.
No,
oh, God, don't give
me any more wine. I love it. I love it. But after a full day's of tasting, say I'm traveling and tasting a lot, maybe at night, a beer sounds good. Because you need to maintain a fresh nature, and if you're drinking that much, it's exhausting.
Lorena Asensios, wine buyer at Astor Wines and Spirits in Manhattan. She also gave us a tutorial on the proper opening of a bottle of wine, explaining why you may not want to pop the cork. It's all on our website, marketplace.org. We've gotten wonderful suggestions from listeners for other tools favored by the pros, which we'll continue to share on the air and online.